This podcast replay is brought to you by Craig Zinn's Acura Pembroke Pines. Visit the number one volume Acura dealership in the Southeast United States 12 years in a row at 15601 Pines Boulevard in Pembroke Pines.
And, you know, Mike, today when we talk about this game, and we're going to talk to Noah Hiles in just a few moments here from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. He covers this team. So Pittsburgh's won three in a row. But Miami, you just told me, has beaten Pittsburgh four straight times. Now, the question is, does this team resemble anything like the other teams that beat Miami, that beat Pittsburgh, and can they make it five in a row?
Can they? Sure. Will they? You just heard about the vibe, what it seems like, you know, coming out from that stadium right now from Gabby, who just joined us on the last segment, that, you know, there's not much of one.
No.
For a season finale, senior night, 8 o'clock kickoff, going to be on, what is this game on? ESPN?
ACC no. Network.
ACC Network. So, yeah. I mean, the only chance that I think, not the only chance, but I think the biggest chance, as we have heard, you know, Tyler Van Dyke taking warm-ups, is if he's healthy. That'll be a plus. But last year, 38-34 at Pittsburgh, that game was a shootout. I don't know if you guys remember that,
yep.
But you had both quarterbacks going at it. All right.
But the problem is Miami doesn't have those two receivers had last year.
They absolutely don't. So to answer your question, and obviously
that,
it is.
God,
completely,
that changes everything, doesn't it?
Of course it does.
Doesn't it? Because really, let's. I understand they're a bad team, okay? So let me not, I'm not trying to dress anything up. I'm not trying to put lipstick on a pig. But if you have those two receivers with Tyler Van Dyke, then even your running game becomes completely different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The fact that you don't have a passing game puts so much emphasis on the running game that they're like, because your passing game is not a threat.
Yeah.
And because it doesn't scare anybody, they say, all right, guys, we got to stop the talent they have mm-hmm. back there mm-hmm. because you can't let them to get, you know, get going. But if you had those two guys on the outside like you did last year.
Harley and Rambo.
My God. It would just change the dynamics of everything.
Yeah, yeah.
It's crazy how, and this is a university that has pumped out receiver after receiver.
Correct.
Hall of Fame NFL receivers. Not just receivers that would be college Hall of Famers. No. Guys that went on to the NFL to become NFL Hall of Famers. And a ton of guys that have been all pros or stars or hell of a player. And yet, wow, they don't have not one of those guys on this team.
Not one.
Not even close.
Not one.
And by
one,
the way, the two
yet.
Guys that left, they're not the guys I just described in the NFL.
No, they're not.
I mean, Charleston Rambo's in the XFL.
Just got drafted last week.
Yeah, he just got drafted. Yeah, he was a first-round pick. That's
yeah,
right.
First-round pick.
Put some respect on Charleston Rambo.
And Harley is bouncing around. Last time I heard, I think he was on the Browns roster, if I'm not mistaken.
If
I'm not
he
sure.
had those two, if you just had those two guys, it would change the yeah. dynamics of everything. Man.
If they had those two guys, if they had a healthy O-line, if Tyler Van Dyke was healthy, if, you know, there wasn't getting used to a new,
dude,
a
but
bunch
just give
of
me those receivers for tonight. I'm just saying. Just saying. Just tonight. For tonight. That's the only thing I want to change. At least, you tell me, just give me one thing. Give me those two receivers and a healthy Van Dyke. And you know what? Maybe you might have a chance tonight.
I hear that. But Miami's going to have to do with Xavier Restrepo, Frank Ladson, Breshard Smith, Jacoby George, whoever's available. Keyshawn Smith hasn't been seeing many snaps lately. Romello Brinson has barely been seeing the field all season long. Disappointment because he was my favorite coming into, you know, to be an impact player or a breakout player, I should say. But, that I don't think this game is going to resemble anything like last year's shootout up in Pittsburgh. We'll see. Like I said, we'll see how much pride takes this Miami team going forward and see how they come out the gates, because everybody knows the story between but the way Miami has started games, or, you know, they get knocked in the mouth first and it seems like they don't recover. They stay wobbly for the rest of the fight, you know, so we'll see how that happens. But a contrast between last year's team and this year's team. So I don't know what to expect. And that's been kind of the thing that it's been disappointing as a Miami fan this season. You don't know what to expect from week to week.
Right. Yeah. And that's the unfortunate. And that's why when you're not a good team, the inconsistencies is what actually shows up all the time. And that's exactly what's going on.
I will say this, depending on Tyler Van Dyke's health, again, this is his throwing shoulder, guys.